provide to be a service. Amen. We thank God for those who travel on the airways, for God giving them safe traveling journeys. Amen. This is a time of year when families should share. Amen. Share love, come together. It seems like there's such a spirit of division in families, but tonight, this is a time when we all need to come together. Amen. How many know we need to come together? Not just in family, but even the church family needs to come together. And not just for church family in the four walls. How many know the church is not confined to four walls? But the church family worldwide, we need to put aside differences. Amen. And we all need to come together. But let us stand for our scripture reading, because I'm sure you have many plans for this afternoon. We thank God, amen, for having Shavuot with us. Amen. When he came in, I was trying to figure out who the victor was. Amen. He just walked around the church like he knows what he's doing. He walked over there and he said, Shavuot, I said, where's he at? Amen. I should have known that was me. He went to your same seat. Amen. We bless him all. We thank God, amen, for God keeping him. He's in the armed services. And amen. We just thank God. If probably your hair was a little longer, I would have recognized you. They kind of butchered you up a little bit. So I'm about to send some ball up now. Amen. We bless the Lord. We just thank God for what he's done. Thank God for the Joneses being with us. Amen. It's always a pleasure to have them with us. Amen. Matter of fact, their kids came downstairs again last night and said, hello, Grandpa. And the little one gave me five. Truly, it's a blessed time of year. Amen. I never can say this too much. Enjoy your family while they're alive. We love so many petty things, little insignificant things to divide us. But this is a time when we need to celebrate families. Amen. We used to sing a song years ago, I'll be home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's Eve. Y'all know that song? Amen. This is not so much the Christmas of the season, but this is just a time when families need to stick together. Don't allow little things. Look at somebody say little things. Look at somebody say little things. Don't allow little things to divide. You know, we build up so much division in our hearts. How many know whatever's in your heart eventually comes out? Amen. Amen. Whatever's in your heart, God says, a man thinking in his heart, get rid of division. Amen. If somebody has wronged you, forgive them, because Jesus said, now this ain't in the plan, but I'm going to stay here for a minute. Jesus said, if you don't forgive man their trespasses, what does it say about your Heavenly Father? He won't forgive you. So there's a whole lot of people going to church with trespasses against somebody. And then they feel, we'll go to church and try to figure out why did not feel the Spirit? Because you haven't forgiven. And you know, many times we say, well, you know what they did to me years ago. If I look back at all the years that I messed up, if God held my past against me, Lord have mercy. You know, the old saying, when you point one finger at someone else, what? All right, y'all ain't talking to me. That's right. Listen to the word of God. Amen. We're going to go to Luke, the first chapter. Amen. We all know that today people worldwide are celebrating the birth of Christ. Amen. But I believe some people have missed the miracle in the birth. We're celebrating the birth, but they have missed the miracle that's in the birth. So we're going to read verses 26 through 38 of St. Luke, the first chapter. Amen. And if you don't have your Bible, it's on the screen. Do we all have it?
Yes.
Let us start. Verse 26, read. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. I want people to speak later about me.
Right.
You're highly favored, and the Lord is
with thee.
Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I mean, he was highly favored. Amen. I just want God to be with me. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. and cast in our mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found
favor with God.
That's favor. You know about favor? It's all right to have favor with man, but I want my favor with God. Amen. He said, You found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom, that's a miracle in itself. When it comes to, yeah, Lord, thank you. When it comes to his kingdom, there shall be
no
end. Then said Mary unto the angel, Shall this be seen? Let's start right there. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we bless your name today. Lord, we thank you for this season. Lord, we thank you for honoring your birth. But more than that, we thank you, Lord, for your death, your burial, and your resurrection. Lord, today we celebrate you in your entirety. Lord, not just in the birth. Lord, we thank you for being a Savior. Hallelujah. That called us by name. And Lord, we ask you on today to speak. Lord, we ask you to bless families here and worldwide. Lord, we ask you to tear down walls of division. Lord, we ask you to replace stumbling blocks, Lord, with miracles. Lord, we ask you to take division and replace it with unity. Most of all, Lord, we ask you to be with our people. And Lord, we desire today that you speak to our hearts, speak to our minds. Lord, speak to our spirits. And for this, we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Yes.
Amen. And you may be seated. Amen. The greatest miracle that ever happened was Jesus' birth. Our message is going to come out of verses 34, 35, 36, and 37. Amen. Verse 34 reads, Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be? Seeing I haven't had relations with a man. She said, How can I have a child? And the angel answered said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall fall upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called, for with God, yeah, read the scripture. I don't want to know. Let's just read it. For with God, nothing. Go to the next one. I'm sorry, 37. I messed up. That's right. For with God,
nothing shall be impossible.
So our message today is: How shall this be? How shall this be? Anybody need some miracles in your life?
Amen.
Anybody need God to go beyond the natural? Anybody need God to do something that don't make sense? How shall this be? Look at somebody and say, because God said it. That's all you need to know. If God said it, that is enough. The miracle. How shall this be? Now, one of the biggest things that the Lord had to overcome in being the Messiah, being the Son of God, being God, was what people thought his reputation should be. In John, the first chapter, verse 43, when Jesus goes and calls Philip finds his brother Nathanael and said, I have found the Messiah. And he said, He's coming out of Nazareth. Philip said, Can there any good thing? Philip said, How shall this be? Can there any good thing come out of? It's like when God calls some of us. Everybody else looked at us and said, Can there any good thing? Amen. And then the Bible says that Mary was just a virgin. And the thing is, how can a virgin have a child? So when the angel, now listen, we're dealing with a miracle. How many know miracles come from God? When Mary heard it, she said, they said she was confused at the salutation and the greeting. Because she just didn't understand what the angel was saying. She said, well, how can this be, seeing I don't know a man? But the angel said, God said it. Said, God said it. And then the 38th verse of this first chapter of Luke, Mary says, so let it be according to his words. Your miracle is not what other people tell you, but your miracle is in the word of God. Amen. Now, we know that how many know that they call Jesus' birth an immaculate conception?
Amen.
Amen. Let's go to Isaiah the 9th chapter. I'm going to show you, a lot of times people get confused. They're like, well, I get confused with who Jesus is, who God is, who the Holy Ghost is.
Come on.
9th chapter says, for unto us a child is born. Verse 6, all right. And unto us a son is given. And the government should be upon. Remember he said, of his kingdom that should be? Thank you, Lord. And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. His name shall be called Wonderful, shall be called Counselor, the
Mighty God.
How many mighty gods are there? How many everlasting fathers are there?
One. Come on
now. How many princes of peace are there?
One.
Jesus says, my peace I give you with you to you. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world giveth, peace them I give you. Amen. So we're trying to figure out how shall this be? God had already prophesied this thousands of years before it took place. Well, how can it be? Because God said it.
Right.
You don't need to figure out anything else. We have to accept God and his word. Amen. Isaiah the 7th chapter. And verse 14 reads, of the same Isaiah. Verse 14 reads, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin. Look at somebody and say, this was before it ever happened. Come on, this was before it ever happened. Why? Because God said it. That's so simple. Right? Said, shall conceive and bear a son, and his name shall be called.
Amen.
Amen. Well, how shall it be? Because God said it. Matthew, the first chapter, the 23rd verse. I'll give you some scriptures first. And then we're going to go over some things like, if Jesus is God, and if God is Jesus, and if Jesus is the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is Jesus, why are they there at the same time? Isn't that something that tries to figure out? Why doesn't God show them at the same time? Matthew 1:23 says, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son. He's reiterating Isaiah 7:14. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is interpreted. They didn't say the son of God. They said, who is it? Isaiah 7:14 said his name shall be, which is God with us. Now let's go to 3:16. You know, I know a lot of times I want to come to church and shout, but I try to use Sundays as a teaching moment as well.
Amen.
And because you need to know in whom you believe.
Amen.
And you need to be persuaded that God is able.
Amen.
and without controversy. Great is the mystery of. Somebody said, well, you should be able to look at it. Paul said it's a what kind of mystery? Great mystery. And we beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and somebody says, slow down, Pastor.
Slow down.
Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Slow down. Tell me, slow down.
Slow down.
All right. All right. Let's jump out of place. Amen. Let's go back. Without controversy, great is the mystery of God. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles. The Holy Ghost, the depart. I will send him unto you. Amen. So that is the Spirit. But it says that also, talking about the mystery, amen. The Bible says he was God in the flesh. If we know the first revelation, the first chapter, then at the end I'm going to show you why the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost are never evident at the same time. Because there's only how many gods?
One.
One God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelations 1:8 reads, I hope I'm not confusing you, but if you're confused, Jesus says, search the scriptures. Verse 8 reads, I am Alpha. Who is this speaking? Jesus. Alpha means the beginning. Omega means the end. He said, I am Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end, said the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come. Wait a minute. How are you going to call yourself the Almighty God? Because a virgin shall be with child, and he shall be called the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Abraham saw God. Go to Genesis 17 and verse 1. Then we're going to get to what we really want to get to. Y'all, are y'all still with me?
Yeah.
I believe let the word of God speak. Because if God's word speaks, you can't deny the word. Amen. Genesis 17:1, and when Abraham was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him,
I am
the Almighty God. So how many Almighty Gods are there? Revelation said that Jesus is the Almighty God. Abraham saw the Lord. But when Saul was on his way to Damascus, and the word of God said, a light shined down from heaven that stopped him in his path. And he said, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, who art thou? He didn't say, who are you, God? He said, who art thou? So when Abraham saw the Lord, he called him the Almighty God. Now, Saul said, well, who are you, Lord, that I'm that I'm going after? And that I'm persecuting. Now, remember, Saul had not yet been converted, so he is a what? Jew. He was in the Sanhedrin. He was a rabbi of the rabbi. So when he said, Lord, he remembered Deuteronomy 6:4. Behold, Israel, the Lord our God is. You're with me. Now he's not speaking like we do because we know who he is. But he's speaking to him and it's you. He said, well, who are you? He said, I am Jesus. The Bible said he fell down astonished. Well, why was he astonished? Because he was persecuting the very one that he thought he was fighting for. Who are you, Lord? He said, I am Jesus. It's hard for you to kick it. How shall this be? Because God has power to do all things. God can do anything. So if you need a miracle, look at somebody and say, you gotta trust. You gotta trust in God. So the question is, even on if you ever read in the account of Jesus in Matthew, the 17th chapter on the Mount of Transfiguration, the Bible says that all of a sudden he was changed. His garment and even his face became white raiment that shined. Right? So when Jesus was like that, God did not speak. I'm sure. Great is a mystery of what? go to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Amen. Y'all still with me?
Amen.
I know. I say I have to teach as well as preach because we need to know who the Lord truly is. Amen. So let's go to 1 Corinthians, 15th chapter and verse 24. How can Jesus be the Messiah? How can Jesus be the Son of God? How can Jesus be the Almighty God? How can Jesus be the Father? Amen. How can Jesus be all of this? Amen. Because God said it. We just got to accept it. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15 chapter, amen, verse 24. If we can go that quickly. I'll show you why they exist in their entities separately. They're never present at the same time. Are y'all with me?
Yes.
We know we're going to celebrate Jesus. How many celebrate Jesus today?
Yes.
But the power is not in the birth. The power is in the resurrection.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So the 24th verse read, then, well, let me read 22 first. It's so for in as an Adam, all die. Even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order. Christ. Yes, Lord, thank you. So Christ is before all. Watch it. By him all things existed. And without him does not anything exist that exists. But every man in his own order. Christ the first fruit. After they that are Christ at his coming. Amen. The Bible calls it the day of judgment. It's the appointed time when we all will meet with God. When he shall have delivered up the kingdom. Then this way you got to pay attention. Who is he? How shall this be? Because God said, so at the end, he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father. When he shall have put down all rule and authority, for he must reign till he had put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he said all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is. He is not put under his feet. Amen. So he goes on to say, we should put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also be subject unto him. That put all things under him. And when it's all over, God will be all in all. So right now, church.